rubber couplers when they attach
Right.
to the tank.
We call them, I think it's a brand name, is Fernco.
Fernco, yeah.
Yeah, to allow a little bit of flexibility here and there. We do that on the connections between the tanks as well, just in case one tank shifts a little bit. Last thing you want is the connection between the two tanks to fail.
Yeah, and then the holes I drilled through the cross arms, I lined with like a rubber tubing. If it's still there, I don't know. To keep the pipes from chafing.
Yeah, true. The other thing that we've done, and we started doing this some years ago, and of course my trailer's done that way as well, of course, but we haven't used it, is we put fittings in the bottom of the tanks, one in each tank, for a clean out. Just in case there's some kind of weird Funkola buildup in there, you can crawl underneath the trailer to open up the cap and, put a sprayer up in there to clean them out.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Because, it's when the thing's all apart, there's another fitting, which is another 50 cents or a buck or whatever it is, and obviously the time to put it in. But I think that, hopefully you'll never need to use it, but if you ever do, the fact that it's there has got to help.
Yeah, you might as well. Shoot, my lawnmower has one now on the top.
Well, there you go.
Have you noticed that? New lawnmowers come with these hose connections to clean. You hook a hose up to it at the top of your lawnmower, and it shoots water jets underneath to clean it out.
Yeah, I've got like a lawn tractor. Yeah, it does that.
It's like I never used it on my last one, but they come with it, so yeah, why not?
Yeah, well, it makes sense.
How about your freshwater side? Is that all new? Tank
Well,
wise?
yeah. I mean, we put in a 30-gallon fresh tank underneath the gaucho, I don't know, 2 years ago, I guess, and a filler neck. They recreated 60s era filler necks, aluminum filler necks, which has been great. And I ran, PEX everywhere. But the city fill, in the street side closet, there's like hot and cold water drains down there. Well, I'd connected onto one of them a city fill underneath there because I said, "Oh, this is going to be a lot easier. I've got access." Blah blah blah. Well, I did that. And of course, the city fill fittings. I bought a whole bunch of new old stock stuff on eBay some years ago. Well, this thing freaking leaks like a sieve.
Oh,
You know,
no.
they're brand new. They're obviously pieces of crap back in the day. And so I said, okay, well, that was a waste of money. But anyway, Vintage Trailer Supply has really nice stainless steel ones. So I'm not going to put it down there anymore. Now that we're getting into underneath the back of the belly pan and to do all that gray connection, I will run a line from the cold water inlet, well, excuse me, the cold water line going to the sink, run that down through into that belly pan cavity and out into the rear bumper trunk, which, we never had a bumper trunk before. And many years ago, I stretched the frame, reinforced the frame, stretched it, and added our little flange, aluminum flange, to keep the rear floor from rotting out in the back, like they do right up until this day. So anyway, one of my guys has been building a new bumper trunk cover, which is basically finished. Well, we'll be able to put a line into there and put one of those stainless steel city fills on the outside of the frame,